Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to us live from Checkpoint Charlie in Newcastle. I'm Fippotronish, one half of your Radio Isolations crew. I'm with Mickey. Would you like to say hello, Mickey?
Good evening, everybody. Good evening.
Yeah, you were just listening to Ashrai Temple there. It's a special Radio Isolations. We're celebrating the 60th birthday of a wonderful man, Mr. Manuel Gotching. Obviously, Mr. Gotching was on that particular record, along with the fantastic Mr. Klaus Schulz on drums and Hartmut Enke. And who can forget the wonderful production from such another legendary man who's no longer with us, Connie Plank. Big shout out to Mr. Plank. We're going to do a memorial show very soon, so stay tuned to Radio Isolations. As I said, a homage, big massive homage, and a happy birthday to Mr. Manuel Gotching. Happy 60th.
Thank you.
That was the beautiful and the sublime Look at Your Son from side one of Schwingungen, Light and Darkness. Fantastic record on OHR, that, as was the previous one, which was Ashrar Temple by Ashrar Temple. Great tune there. First up was Amboss, and that was from 1971. Schwingungen was from 1972, was it, Mickey?
Second album.
So keep your eyes peeled for those. They've been reissued, obviously, getting as rare as Rocking Horse Scheiser on the original format. But I'm going to move swiftly on to moving swiftly on from the freeform kind of jazzy kind of jam sounds that Ashrar were sort of making around that time. I suppose you could throw in Sun Ra for argument's sake, and just especially the Stooges, maybe MC5, bit of Funkadelic as well. I suppose it's more like, sounds like more cosmic kind of Stooges in a way. But moving swiftly on now, we're going into 7-Up. Out there, that was Right Hand Lover from classic album called 7-Up. Apparently, I don't know if this is true or not, but I think Mr. Gottsching and Mr. Enker were looking for Allen Ginsberg, but they couldn't locate him at the time for the recording of this album. So they came up with a stranger collaborator in the guise of a Mr. Timothy Leary. The album was named after the famous soft drinks can 7-Up, because they were stumped for an idea of like naming the album, so they just thought, well, we're drinking loads of this shizer, so we'll just call it that. Anyway, moving swiftly on, it was on the night of the September the 12th 1970 that Mr. Timothy Leary escaped from his prison cell, and within days he'd made it to Algeria with a fake passport and he'd shaved his head for a new disguise and was called himself McNellis. And obviously, as we mentioned in a previous show, he was on the run from the FBI. Well, Mr. Leary was an ex-professor of psychology, and obviously he was an advocate of the tune-in, turn-on, burnout generation from the 60s, and obviously ingesting copious amounts of LSD, teamed up with the wonderful trio that is Ashra Temple at the time. And so he was embarking on his fugitive lifestyle, and obviously you can imagine it was full of glamour and excitement and danger, as all those sort of like those expressions that you can sort of imagine that get conjured up with this kind of thing. And he never knew it on the time, but he would be leaving his mark on a bit of a landmark record from the 70s, really, and obviously massively ambitious for its time. That was the album that was 7-Up with Ashra Temple. I'm going to play you a tune off, what's the tune, Mickey? It's Rosie.
It's Ashra Temple's album.
Yeah, it's their third album. And
well, actually, it's their fourth album, I believe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because 7-Up was their third.
7-Up was the third album, and this is, what's the name of the album?
It's Ashra Temple starring Rosie.
So Ashra Temple starring Rosie.
Take that little magic box. When you look inside, you can see the whole world and all things that happen in it.
That was Daydreams from 1973. I'll just give you a broad overview, actually. I think it's important to do that. And I'm going to have to apologise to Mr. Gotching now if he does listen to this. I'm having to sort of edit his, obviously, longer tunes. I mean, it's sacrilegious to do that. But I suppose, on the other side of the coin, we are playing everything from vinyl. I'm sure he'd be proud of that. Anyway, I'll just carry on and give you a broad overview. Ashra Temple were formed in 1970 after Mr. Gotching and Mr. Hotmut Enka, two veterans of various blues cover bands, met with Mr. Klaus Schulz in Berlin. Obviously, Mr. Schulz left and became an early member of Tangerine Dream and sort of mainly predominantly drifted off into the synthesizer role. After that, it was really important for me to mention that Ashra Temple had acquired Pink Floyd's sound equipment in London and produced their self-titled first album, which was released in 1970. And obviously, didn't produce it, that was produced by Connie Plank, but released it in Hamburg. And then Schulz obviously left around sort of 73, issuing with collaborating with other people and musicians. Just before he left and left his name with Schwingungen, and obviously like LSD was making a sort of a massive influence on the music that Ashra were sort of playing, and then Mr. Enkel had to leave, and then this kind of left Manuel Gotching kind of floating around, for want of a better expression, and obviously made an album that was collaborating with his girlfriend that were at that time, which was Rosie Muller, and obviously you've just heard the tune Daydream from that album. I'm going to move swiftly on now to a stunning album called Inventions for Electric Guitar. I think the whole of this album, obviously if fans of Manuel Gotching could correct me on this, but I think I'm right in saying it was a 16 track album that was just purely made from the sounds of guitar, and here we go. Thank you. apologies for cutting that mighty tune short, but it's 7:46, and obviously we're restricted by our time length on this. But anyway, that was a Spilax reissue of the Fantastic Inventions for Electric Guitar, and that was a tune called Echo Waves. I thoroughly recommend you listen to that album if you can get a chance. Moving swiftly on, we're now heading towards the Cosmic Jokers, and this is a tune called Cosmic Joy.
Thank you.
That was the wonderful Deep Distance from the New Age of Earth. I think that was it his second solo album, Mickey?
I believe it was, yes.
Yeah, yes, yeah. And that was recorded in Studio Roma in Berlin from 1977, and that was on Virgin.
Roma's is actually his own studio in Berlin.
Yeah. Moving swiftly on, I think I'll play you a tune from Blackouts now.
Thank you.
cutting that one short. We are pushed for time, so yeah, that was the beautiful Midnight on Mars from Blackout, which is from 1979, and that's also on Virgin. And now I'm gonna play you a fantastic tune from Correlations. This is Club Cannibal. Thank you. That was the absolutely wonderful Club Cannibal. A massive shift, obviously, in the sounds that you've heard tonight. That just sums up the man's genius, I suppose. Yeah, look out for Club Cannibal. It's on a great sort of little... I can imagine lost Ashrar Temple by now. But obviously being unearthed for... obviously sort of like people are looking for a more distinctive club sound, and you can't get a better tune than Club Cannibal. So great lineup on that album. Obviously Mr. Gotching himself, the wonderful Howard Grosskopf, and Lutz Ulbricht from
Agitation Free.
Agitation Free, and we played you an Agitation Free tune, I think, on our second show. So I don't really need to say more any more about that, apart from the record sleeve. There's fallacies have been mentioned quite a lot tonight, but on the front cover of this record, it's quite distinctive. There's a woman potentially giving some tap water from an Italian, so like drinking fountain, like looks like a glass phallus. So yeah, keep an eye out for that album. Fantastic record. That's from 1979, and we're going to leave you on a chess move, which is E2, E4. I don't really need to say anything more about this record. It's just absolutely stunning. And we just want to say, like, again, happy 60th birthday to Mr. Gotching himself.
Very many happy returns, sir.
Yeah, we really hope he's listening. Hats off to him. We're going to play the second side from the record. We've always played the first side, and we just love E2, E4 so much, so I better stop chatting and say... Gute Nacht.
Good night. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.